time for Dean Richards Entertainment Report. And it's another day and another P. Diddy appeal. Dean?
Yeah, they're going back to court, his attorneys, after being denied bail after 2 weeks of being in jail. Sean Diddy Combs has some new attorneys. They're going to go back to the judge and file for bail and house arrest for him. It was turned down originally by the judge for both of those things. The judge saying that there was insufficient evidence to ensure the safety of the community and the integrity of the case. So this will now be submitted and will be considered for a decision on October the 9th. Those of you keeping a scorecard.
Yeah. Latest celebrity to help with some hurricane relief, Morgan Wallen, and a pretty big donation from him, huh?
It is a big donation. And, you know, this guy's career has been peppered with controversy the last couple of years. But you gotta give it to him for stepping in and helping out victims of Hurricane Helene. Country star Morgan Wallen donated $500,000 to the Red Cross to help out his hometown in East Tennessee. He said that he knows lots of people there who have been left absolutely devastated, and he and his team are working on ways to help out. Tennessee has three confirmed deaths so far, 150 people still missing. My heart breaks when I see that footage of absolute, complete devastation.
Yeah, it's awful.
So, you know, when somebody steps forward like this with a huge donation, despite all the controversy, everything, that's a pretty generous thing to do.
I think you're going to be seeing lots of country stars stepping it up, and I wouldn't be surprised if they get a concert together to help some of the victims of this terrible storm. In Las Vegas, Green Day has been banned on the radio. How come?
I love a good old-fashioned radio banning. It's been way too long since we've had any of these, but a couple of radio stations in Las Vegas will not be playing the subversive music of Green Day for the foreseeable future because of a comment that was made by their lead singer, Billy Joe Armstrong. He was doing a concert in San Francisco and was talking about the Oakland A's impending move to Las Vegas. That prompted Armstrong to say, "I hate Las Vegas. It's the worst bleep hole in America."
Uh-oh.
You know, don't be scanning up and down the dial there looking to hear any of their songs. Armstrong has been a fan of the Oakland A's forever, and so, you know, I guess he's upset about that.
Yeah, well, I can understand that.
Well, I like a little peace and quiet myself, so I got to say that a little Las Vegas goes a long way, I'll just say.
And Frankie Valli continues to perform. What is he, 90 now?
Just turned 90 in May, yeah.
And there's a story that he's being forced to perform. What's this all about?
Well, the social media is in a big uproar saying that his handlers are forcing him to get on stage and to continue to do concerts. He's on what is called the Last Encores Tour, so I presume this will be his final tour. You know, who hasn't gone on a final tour and come back over and over again? But for Frankie Valli, he's been doing shows. And if you look at some fairly recent videos, you can kind of see a little bit of legitimacy. And what people are concerned with is that he doesn't really move very much on stage. He is singing, not hitting the high notes or, you know, swing. He's got like, you know, four other guys who are, you know, doing most of the heavy lifting of the singing and dancing, and he sort of stands in the middle of them, honestly looking a little bit frail. And, you know, just staring off, you know, and singing. So I get what, you know, why people are concerned about his well-being. But he came out swinging yesterday saying that he isn't doing anything that he doesn't want to be doing. His quote to People magazine is that I'm blessed to be 90 years old and still be doing what I love to do. And as long as I'm able and audiences want to come and see me, I will continue. He adds, nobody has ever made me do anything I didn't want to do. So, you know, I definitely believe that. I've heard about his toughness through the years. And he's going to be, by the way, at the Rosemont Theater a week from Saturday, October 12th. So if you're a Frankie Valli fan, this may be one of your final opportunities to see him.
Lisa Dent had him on her show the other day. And you know what? Let's get word to Lisa's people. They ought to get that posted high up on her page at WGNRadio.com. Because it's an interesting conversation. I happened to hear it. And he sounded like he was 90. But he did talk about how he wants to continue going for a bit more, as long as his health holds out.
Yep.
So, interesting.
Yeah, and if he decides to step down, Kamala Harris is always there to step in.
Is that how it works now with everybody?
She's just stepping in for anybody who is...
She'll be doing this show pretty soon.
Right. It's an interesting conversation just because we went through it with President Biden and, you know, of his appearances and so forth. And Frankie Valli, you know, he's out there and he's on the stage and he's singing. It's not like it used to be. It's not like the old days of the 1963-4 seasons or the 1970 Greece is the Word Frankie Valli, but he's still out there and singing the songs and is with his very signature sound.
Hey, I'll be happy if I can take solid food in at age 90.
Me, I'm right with you.
More from Dean coming right up. Talking Entertainment with Dean Richards. Yesterday afternoon, my wife said, oh my goodness, Gavin Creel died, and I didn't really know the name, but she said she had seen him not too long ago in Hair, and he was wonderful.
Yeah,
this was a Tony Award winner, right?
Very big deal on Broadway for a young man, especially. He was in the revival of Hair. He was in the revival of Thoroughly Modern Millie, Waitress, Book of Mormon. But he won a Tony Award for his performance in Hello, Dolly! With Bette Midler. Gavin Creel had a rare and aggressive form of cancer, a cancer which is found mostly along the spinal nerves. And he was only 48 years old, so a very young man, extremely talented.
Sad story.
Seen him perform over and over again. It's a very, very sad story of this aggressive cancer, you know, fighting cancer.
In our celebrity real estate report today, is Drake's place for sale, or is he just bragging about this?
Nope, he's just bragging about, he's got a mansion in Toronto, as if that's not enough to brag about. But over the weekend, he posted some video of himself right in the middle of a basketball court, which he has at his house. Not unusual. A lot of people have a basketball hoop up at their house. His is a full-size NBA regulation-size basketball court, which is right in the middle of his mansion in Toronto. It's got the large screen, whatever they're called, Diamond Vision, whatever, that they show videos on in these courts. He uses it for betting online. And also has a pyramid-shaped skylight at his house. If you want to see it, if you go to his Instagram page, he's got video of him, walking around and showing it off and laying in the middle of the court.
I wonder if he rents it out. I'd like to play a little hoop.
Yeah, it would be nice if NBA teams could go there and play.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Play at Drake's house. Now, this warning to Drake. I don't know if he knows that it took Michael Jordan 15 years to sell his house.
True.
In Highland Park,
and he lowered the price a lot,
and he lost a lot of money on the deal. So a lot of fun now till you go to sell it.
Yeah. Matthew Morrison is somebody everybody knows from Glee, and you had a chance to catch up with him. Has he got a new project coming?
Well, he's actually going to be doing a project here in the Chicago area week after next. People probably know him best from as Will Schuster, the teacher on the groundbreaking series Glee. He's an actor, he's a singer, dancer. He's another one, Tony nominated for being in Light of the Piazza. He starred in the Tony-winning revival of South Pacific, among many, many, many projects. In addition to Glee, he's got a long history. He's going to be doing a special night at the Paramount Theater in Aurora, Night of Song and Dance. Called An Evening with Matthew Morrison. It'll be a week from Saturday, October the 12th. It's going to be a benefit for Paramount School of the Arts, which provides funding for people who cannot afford to access live theater. It provides the opportunity to do that. So we hooked up on a little bit of a Zoom chat from his home in California. Complete with a neighbor interrupting our conversation.
Wow, well, this is a whole brand new show for me. So this is actually going to be one of the first times I'll be performing it. And I don't know if I'll be performing it to the full extent of what I have envisioned it to be, but I've been on a journey these last few years as a new parent and as just a man, a human going through this life. And I think this is a night not just of songs, but it's about uncovering the moments that make us who we are. And it's going to be a high energy show. There's going to be a beautiful arc that takes you through the backstory of my life, introducing the audience to the journey starting from my passion of musical theater as a kid to where I am now. And incorporating a lot of moments that I think might translate into other people's lives as well.
I'm wondering, when people stop you on the street, what do they, talk to you about it? I'm guessing it might be Glee, is it?
I love this. My next door neighbor started a big construction project right now. I don't know if this is video or audio, but I'm going to take you inside real fast.
I would have liked to have seen what your neighbor's doing.
I'll report back on that in a little bit. But to answer your question, for me, the biggest thing that people recognize me and know me for is Glee. I think there's this relationship to being inside people's living rooms that kind of they feel like they know you more and they have more access to you. But obviously that show was a particular beast of a show. It was a worldwide show. Everywhere I go around the world, I hear across an airport, Mr. Shu, just like things like that.
A minute ago, we were outside and you said that your neighbor has started a construction project. So you just grabbed everything and came inside. Are we in your living room right now?
You're in my bedroom. Here we are.
I'm in your bedroom. Wow.
Ooh la la. Hazards of a Zoom interview.
Yeah,
huh?
That's a first. During the pandemic, I was doing a Zoom with somebody, and my neighbor decided that would be a good time to get the power mower out and cut the grass.
Of course.
While I was talking to some three-time Academy Award winner something from the house. But I got to give it to Matthew Morrison. He just picked the camera up and went into the next room and got a little peek inside of his bedroom on top of it. So
I like that.
Ooh la la.
Yeah, could have been a garbage truck backing up. Could have been worse.
Yeah, true. Very true.
More tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.
Bye.